Sunflowers aren't native to Hawaii, but the bright, cheery flowers have been a boost to Hawaii's export seed industry. We recently talked to Corteva Agriscience's Alika Napier and Christine Alexander, the principal of Wailua High School, who saw a sunflower windfall of $50,000 this summer as the company marked its 20th anniversary on Oahu's North Shore. Sunflowers were an experiment to fill the void when sugar plantations shut down on Oahu. I recall going out in the fields in the early days when Pacific Biodiesel experimented with it as a crop. But it's now in full production as an export seed crop, and Corteva's Wailua Plant Seed Company is reaping the benefits along with its community partners.
So Corteva Agriscience was previously known as Dow DuPont. Our site in particular was Pioneer Hybrid International that started back in Wailua in 1999. So this year marked our 20th anniversary. We typically grow the sunflowers in the November timeframe, but due to the hurricanes or the threats of hurricanes last year, it got pushed back, and we figured it would coincide perfectly with our 20th anniversary in July. So that's why we moved it to July. But we've been growing sunflowers for the past 15 years. The sunflowers are part of a project. It's a quality control project in which we have a representative sample of the varieties that we have for sale. And so we grow it out so that we can take a look at it to make sure that they're uniform in plant architecture, size, height, etc. They have the physical characteristics that we say that they're going to have. And the only way to do that is to physically grow them out and look at them. And so that's what we've been doing for the past 15 years in Wailua. The project that you're talking about with Pacific Biodiesel is separate. They had borrowed some land of ours to do some testing to see what types of crops would be good for their project in creating biodiesel. And this was probably 10 years ago or something like that, yes.
I remember they were having quite a time because the birds were eating the sunflower seeds.
That's something that does happen. You know, once the flowers mature, seeds come on, and then the birds are the next thing to attack them.
Yeah, they call it the bird tax, yes. I think. So we grow the sunflowers for oil?
Yes.
Is that how we were experimenting with it?
It's all for cooking oil. It's actually not an experiment. It's a production. So what that is, it's a predominantly the European countries utilize it for cooking oil. Not so much in the United States yet, but a big market is in the European countries. So a lot of this product will be exported to that locations throughout the world. They like the cooking oil because it doesn't impart a lot of flavor to the food. So thereby, they're able to utilize their spices or their cooking techniques and have the flavor come through with the sunflower oil, and you can cook at a higher heat.
Gotcha. Gee, I did not know that we were exporting that.
It's actually the seed that is being exported.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That makes better sense. Okay. So explain how then it turned out to be just this wonderful plus for Wailua Schools.
Well, throughout the years, lots of people have been coming to visit the sunflowers prior to social media, which I find intriguing. They would have their own little following. Somehow, someone created a Facebook page for the Wailua Sunflowers, and you'd have 40 to 50 people trespassing, essentially, coming to the farm and trying to take photos in various activities. We'll let the activities remain unknown. And so these activities would occur in the fields, and we said, wow, they would be in rotation amongst our other crops in the farm. And you'd have people, and you're trying to get work done at the same time. You have people running through and frolicking around. And so we decided, well, this is very difficult for us to manage. So let's bring the fields back behind our farm in the back portion of our plant where it's somewhat more controlled and is a little more secure. And if we opened it up to the public for a period of a few hours a day, because we still have to get our normal activities done, and see what happens. The first year we had about 8,000 people.
Whoa.
And that was, I want to say it was 2016 that we did it. And since they came, and there's a lot of people that had come, we said, wow, that's, if we were to partner with the local nonprofits in the area, and they would take just a $5 fee, they can come to see the sunflowers for free and walk around, whatever. But for the parking, if we have a nonprofit organization man that, and see what happens. And throughout the years, we partnered with, partners within the Wailua community. It was the Bullpups, sports activities, Wailua Elementary School. And then this year it was with the Wailua High School. And we also did a partnership with the Wailua Rotary Club and an event with the Wailua Elementary as well. But predominantly, the majority of the days of the event was in benefit of the Wailua High School.
Okay, and so Christine Alexander, then this turned out to be a wonderful surprise for you, right?
It sure did, yes.
The day after school ended for the school year.
Correct.
Yes, Alika came to see me the day after school ended to let us know that they were going to be looking at doing the sunflowers in July, and would we like to participate and help out.
And so how did that come together?
Well, Corteva has been part of our community for a few years now. They do participate in our school community council. We've always had a representative, which used to be DuPont Pioneer, join us on our monthly meeting times. And so we've developed a relationship and a bond with them over the last few years. And so when they approached us and asked us, would we be interested in helping out with this particular event, we immediately rose to the occasion, unbeknownst to us how much funds were going to come in.
So it was a real windfall for you folks this year.
Most definitely it was, yes. We did have the added burden of school being finished, so we did send an email out to as many as we could to encourage them to join us, and we were fortunate to have the softball team, JROTC join us, and also the student body government students.
So you had enough hands on deck to help with the parking and
yes,
all of that?
Yes, lucky for us, it was summer, and that meant a little slower in the office as well. So our office staff joined us. Many coaches came out to help, and we were really fortunate. Administration, so we were very fortunate, yes.
So it was a generous gift, and so what are you going to do with all that money?
Well, we raised much more money than we anticipated. Our goal was to raise enough money to purchase a digital marquee, mainly because one of the things we're focusing on is communication with the community. And so we really feel it's important to have something that we could share with the community on events and different activities that are happening at the school. So we did raise, we reached our goal, and we're also going to share that money with those that came out to support us. So the softball team will be receiving some funds, and JROTC and student body government.
Okay, so when does the community get to see your new marquee?
Well, it is in production. We did purchase it already. And they are keeping tabs on this. It is coming in from the mainland. So it is in production. It's expected to be finished in October, November timeframe. And then, of course, we have to do the extra burden of trenching and getting electricity out to the site and then putting it in. So it should probably be up, hopefully, for the new year in January.
Okay. So tell us, though, because Wailua School's been around a long time, and so the current billboard that you use or the marquee is falling apart.
It is, yes. The children joke that it was probably there when in 1936 when the school opened. And they have the added burden of having to go out in the hot sun and manually use individual letters to put things up. And it restricts us from sharing a lot of events that are happening. We're very limited to what we can put on there. And, of course, it has to be changed daily or every other day, and so it gets to be laborious.
But it's a little rickety from what I understand.
Yes. It definitely is. Yes, it's an eyesore.
And in a few months, you'll have a brand new one.
Yes, we will. We're really looking forward to it.
So, Alika, tell us, because of the timing, what's the plan for the next year, for the next plantation of sunflower seeds?
Well, we'll just have to see what happens with Mother Nature. So that's in agriculture and farming, that's the, number one driver when it comes to how successful and when you can and cannot plant. So we're going to shoot for a June, July timeframe again, but we'll just have to see what happens then.
Okay, but that requires planting when in the year?
If you're going to do that, it's 35 to 40 days from seed to flower. So it would probably be early June, late May planting.
Okay, weather permitting.
Weather permitting. So look at, if you were to plant in the November time frame, you have the end of the hurricane season, but you're getting into the winter season where we have a lot of rainfall. And if you wait till summer, you get the beginning of hurricane season. So we'll just see what happens.
Okay, and then you had mentioned that it was kind of a decision of you can't beat them, join them, invite them in. And you were saying that a lot of the vacation rental companies out there were actually telling their clients, oh, there's this wonderful sunflower farm, go visit.
You'd see advertisements on Facebook or wherever, and you'd have Airbnbs say, hey, come come to Wailua with the mysterious sunflower fields and take a tour. There are actually people having tours. They'd meet at a certain site and then take tourists into our field.
Not sanctioned by you.
Yes, not at all.
Okay, so they were sneaking
yes,
in.
Yes, yes.
All right, so you just decided to, hey, we're going to manage this
yes.
and do it right.
Do it right, do it safely, and you know, see what we can do for the community.
Okay, 20 years and $50,000. That's it's an awesome 20th anniversary gift to the community.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
That was Corteva's Alika Napier and Wailua High School principal Christine Alexander talking about the summer's bright spot as the company celebrated its 20th anniversary on Oahu's North Shore.